Hello, Air Cargo fans. This is Jeffrey Aaron, and welcome. Welcome to today's Flying Talkers. Well, they gave out an award. I guess they must have given out more than one award in San Francisco last week at the TIACA, International Air Cargo Association annual summit meeting. They get together, a couple of hundred people showed up in a downtown hotel in San Francisco. Apparently it was a nice scene, and they gave some awards. You know, I've never cared for air cargo industry awards. I think they're payoffs, paybacks, whatever you want to call them. People delude themselves, pat themselves on the back, do a LinkedIn blitz. You know what? Joe Lunchbucket, who's working in the business outside of the company that they're serving, can't remember who won what for a minute. In fact, it's possible that somebody can't remember when they hold those dinners, those fancy bow tie parties in London, and some of the other award deals, and send out the notices. Don't forget to vote for somebody. It's all about payback. It's all about advertising. It's all about promotion. And it's very rarely ever, ever about something outstanding. Well, TIACA does a lot of things wrong. One of the reasons they're kind of on the rocks as an organization is they do things incorrectly. They've done some really dumb things also. But look, that's all water under the bridge. Where we are right now is where we are. We may not like it. We may not be able to help it, but that's where we are. I love to think about awards if actually somebody gets one that deserves one. Thinking of Billy Wilder, the Austrian-American film director, you know, he died 20 years ago on March 27th. Great, great director. He died in Poland. Anyway, I'm thinking about Wilder because he made the best movie ever made for people like us in the business. It's called 1-2-3. Find that movie. It's a black and white movie that was shot in Berlin and a lot of it at Tempelhof Airport. So you get an idea of what it was like to fly in and out of Tempelhof. Very, very cool. The airplane, the piston airplane, would pull right up underneath an overhang. And then you get out of the airplane and walk across the... Yeah, I understand. But you weren't outside. And 40 or 50 people or 60 people or something getting off an airplane was a whole different era. But you won't stop laughing when you watch this movie. It's wonderful. It's the last time I guess anybody laughed about the Russians. What a wonderful movie that is. Great movie. Stars Jimmy Cagney. And the entire thing is done in three-quarter time dialogue. So it's like this, and it's funny. Don't miss it. So what about the award? Okay. Jan Krems. Jan Krems stood up at the executive summit. Never in his imagination could he have planned a situation where this president of United Cargo would almost single-handedly came out of KLM, came out of the background of the Dutch culture of cargo, where this guy almost single-handedly saved the airline, and that's United Airlines, with the most ambitious cargo program during the COVID in airline history. So they gave him a sustainability award or something that he showed up for in San Francisco. And he accepted the award the way he always does, kind of quick and kind of in a hurry to get on to something else and see you later and that kind of thing. He said simply, "I'm proud to be in an industry that is really delivering. Of all the awards Air Cargo has given in the past couple of years, and probably will give this year, and maybe next year, maybe forever, this is an award and a recognition that should be delivered again and again and again. This is one of the great people with one of the best big ideas in air cargo history. Stars fell on San Francisco on Wednesday night. This is Jeffrey Aaron. Oh, here's a P.S. Talking about films. The film called Swimming Pool was done by a Frenchman named Francois Ozon. Stars Charlotte Rampling. She's pretty damn good. Well, let's not even get into what it is about that film, maybe. Let's just remember what Francois, and watch the movie by all means, but remember what Francois Ozon said. He said that awards are like hemorrhoids. Once in a lifetime, every asshole gets one. That's what Francois said. Now we'll take a break. Thanks again for joining us. Stay with us. We've got some more reporting from San Francisco. Think you'll like. This is Jeffrey Aaron. Today's Flying Talkers is brought to you by Colli Logistics. When it comes to keeping things moving, it's Colli, by golly. The global air cargo industry is a sunrise sector. You don't believe that? Look out at the ramp. There are thousands of airplanes carrying nothing but air cargo these days, where in past years it was in the belly, or maybe it wasn't there at all. The volume of air cargo being moved is ever increasing, and airports are finding it difficult to keep pace with expansion in terms of infrastructure, workforce, and level of automation. An end-to-end web-based air freight software or an air cargo management system can assist cargo terminal operators to address these issues. At Colli Logistics Solutions, we understand these issues well and constantly strive to provide solutions that can address these problems, promising improvement and efficiency of the operation, as well as increasing bottom line results. Colli Logistics Solutions' suite of air freight software solutions to address the challenges of air cargo stakeholders have stemmed from working alongside leading airports, including Atlanta, Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, and other locations around the world, gaining in-depth understanding of the challenges and opportunities that define the air cargo domain. Colli's flagship air cargo management system provides state-of-the-art technology for modernization and streamlining of air cargo operations that could assist all stakeholders in overcoming the challenges. It's Colli, by golly. Well, you've undoubtedly seen all of these webinars that have happened. They're a fact of life. They're not going to go away. They're a good idea. Keeps people on the beam, communicates with people, little postage stamp size, pictures of people talking to each other, sometimes presentation. Here's one, Springtime Kicking the Cans. It's a ULD Care webinar. Back to control. ULD are not just miscellaneous bits of aluminum and fabric to be used when needed and then tossed aside. They are expensive assets without which air cargo cannot move, and the entire industry needs to recognize that they all have a part to play in making this kind of recognition happen. That's Bob Rogers, Vice President and Treasurer, and Urs Wiesendanger, he's the President, urging people to join them this week, Kicking the Cans, Tuesday, March 29th at noon, Greenwich Mean Time. That's at uldcare.com. Figure out how to make that connection. This is what they said. We all want to be part of a responsible and sustainable air cargo industry. We hear that word all the time. Hey, that's the big bow that Jan Krems took, although he did a hell of a lot more than sustaining. He saved the damn airline. Point is, that's exactly the right thing to do. We all want to be part of a responsible and sustainable air cargo industry, the ULD Care boys say. So join them. Join us on March 29th at 12 noon GMT to learn more. That's ULD Care. Of course they do. SkyUp Airlines, based in Kyiv, has 14 B737s slightly used in its fleet of 15 for ACMI or some other occupation, certainly better than grounded or standing by, going up in smoke as happened to that wonderful AN-225 of Antonov over in Kyiv during this dust-up. Well, I guess it's not a dust-up anymore, it's a war in Ukraine. Actually, SkyUp moved the aircraft beginning late last year, and it's been looking for situations for them ever since. Closed skies are also forcing Russian operators to return aircraft, although some are currently holding them parked elsewhere. Avistar, TU Airlines, Azure Airlines, Northwind Airlines, Pegasus Airlines, Royal Flight are actively returning aircraft, we hear, according to one report. Currently, 90 Russian-operated aircraft are stored outside of Russia, with half of them held at Turkish airports. Yeah, why not? With billions of dollars on the line and declining values of their leased fleets, last week, Russia offered to compensate owners of aircraft not returned in a bid to realize some kind of hereafter relations with leasing companies that are really facing devastating losses. Exactly what kind of form that might take and how quickly that'll happen is being discussed. Looks like everything is on the table there, except a walk-away win for the Russians. This is Jeffrey Aaron. Flying Talkers podcast brought to you today by your friends at Pay Cargo, the better way to pay and to save time and money. You see, Pay Cargo has a better idea. By simplifying the payment process to more than 3,000 vendors, cargo moves faster. Pay Cargo saves you time and money by expediting important data and funds to ensure rapid release of your cargo. Maybe best of all, you get the time to build your business assured that the Pay Cargo team is with you, providing trackable, tangible results every step of the way. So why wonder why most shipments in the Pay Cargo system get released in as little as 1 hour? Go to www.paycargo.com and explore a whole new way to pay and get paid. Pay Cargo offers flexible payment options and also available credit lines. And as the number one online platform in the world for cargo payments, www.paycargo.com can offer you a level of service, financial expertise, and connectivity that makes it easy to ship click and pay. So go to www.paycargo.com and get the rest of the story. Discover how PayCargo simplifies a better way to pay and get paid. And tell them Flying Talkers sent you. That's www.paycargo.com. Great people to do business with. We want to say a few words here about Robert Keane, who's the Secretary General of FIATA. But first of all, I want to tell you, I know all these organizations in the world. Some of them are Johnny-come-lately, some of them are, they're worthwhile, some of them are just a waste of time. I happen to think the International Federation of Freight Forwarders, it's not only one of the most interesting organizations in transportation, it's one to study. The way they behave toward each other when you go to their meetings, the way they move their topics along. Yeah, it's not what you might feel like is a fast track. One of their headquarters meetings, they're going to hold one in May, will typically be people that own companies from all over the world or work there, some regulators and some other people, some long sessions, some social sessions. But as someone who started a publication in the United Nations in the early 1970s called the Delegates World Bulletin for Diplomats, where I hung around with those people in the delegates' dining room. I used to love the Cuban cigars we could get at the checkout counter. Yeah, Cuban cigars during all of that brouhaha. Big old Cuban stogies, there they were. But there they were, these people, these delegates, these diplomats. Okay, well, the FIATA people are just like that. They're so civilized. They're so considerate of each other and nobody's shouting, and nobody's bragging, and nobody's doing anything. They're sort of understated kind of people. And if you got blustery with one of them, they probably would look at each other and say, what's this all about? So I do love FIATA. And you know, they were founded 96 years ago on May 31st, 1926 in Vienna. IATA was founded in 1945. The World Customs Organization was founded in 1953. The International Maritime Union was founded in 1948. The point is, these people have been around. And they've earned their reputation as architects of transport. And the people I mentioned, I met a gentleman named Francesco Parisi. You know, he has a business that's up in Trieste that was founded in 1807 when Napoleon was out marching around. One of his relatives, a Parisi, was in the freight forwarding business. 200 years plus. So I'm back, and I'm often wondering about some of the interesting people that I met at FIATA. I mean, how does Francesco Parisi do it? He's sitting in those offices, impressive offices, looks like a museum, lots of marble. He's off the windswept streets of Trieste with all those oil paintings of his Parisi ancestors peering down at him. as he's pumping traffic in 2022. Francesco is completely approachable and refreshingly delightful at every turn. Babar Badat of Karachi is a top forwarder in that country, moving about all the cargo we can get all day, all night, and organizing the community along the way. Building shipping, building trade in that country, and also acting as a guide recently when a large contingent of FIATA delegates and friends visited Pakistan. Basil Peterson, the delightful immediate past president of FIATA from Cape Town, who hosted the FIATA World meetings in 2019 and then suffered both COVID shutdown, as we all did, for most of his two-year term, along with everybody else, but then also had to bear the unbearable loss of a son, and our heart grieves for him in that, and Mrs. Peterson. And then there's Issa Baluch, the man who invented Sea Air in Dubai. Great teacher. He's out for good anywhere and any way he can. No excuses, everywhere he moves, as a teacher at Harvard or as a builder and a farmer in Africa, where he accelerates both cargo movement and agriculture. Never forget the day we were talking and suddenly Issa says, "We got to do something to speed up customs across Africa. Too many trucks stalled at country frontiers, holding up commerce, even accelerating disease as truckers hang out at the border, waiting for goods to clear paperwork jungles." Never thought I'd be using the word paperwork and jungles talking about Africa. But there it is. So yes, I gladly accepted the title as the only FIATA fellow in the world. That was given to me in a grand dinner in Zurich, followed by delivering a keynote address in Dublin the next year when the FIATA-IATA cooperation was announced. You don't remember that one. That was the one that was eventually sandbagged by IATA and finally called off. I guess at least two groups are still talking, but I do still hope for a more meaningful partnership between the airlines and the forwarders. But I guess you got to just keep trying. Keep trying. Put your head down. Forget about the failures. Try to learn from them and move forward. It'll happen. You know why? Because it has to. What that will take, in addition to better understanding and patience, and the airline group getting off its high horse, and after which realizing that a better partnership is achievable in an effort to build some activist core at FIATA with some more people from China, like Mr. Zhao, who served as president during years. We were there. Once I was talking to this smart, delightful man, and I asked him, "What are all those European and Asian men talking about sitting at that big round table over across the room?" He looked at me with a small smile and he said, "They're customs officials. And I told them to not get up until they work out a framework for speeding up the border path for our Belt and Road Initiative project to move goods from Asia by rail to Europe." I found access to Mr. Zhao, who was also top executive at Sinotrans, who's now retired. Absolutely thrilling. What a new experience that was all about. Once walking into the Sheraton, the hotel that connects Frankfurt Airport, bet you some of you people listening to me today have been there when they're passing through Germany. Here he came, surrounded by half a dozen German businessmen, all talking furiously, all at once. Mr. Zhao spotted me and excused himself and came over and proceeded to fill me in. So for many years, and with people like Antonella Strolino, who's a pioneer woman leader of the Italian freight forwarding community based in Milan, it's been a great thrill to be amongst the people at FIATA. There's also Turgut Erkeskin of Istanbul, an absolutely outstanding futurist forwarder who's quite active both in Turkey and at FIATA, where he patiently is guiding freight pay by pay cargo into reality, along with some other initiatives. There's others, including Robert Keane, who now serves as FIATA's Secretary General, who also happens to be a top shelver, shaker and mover of BIFA in the UK. Hey, we're going to visit with Robert in depth in our next edition of Flying Talkers. Don't miss it. Meantime, strongly endorse your checking out the FIATA calendar with an eye toward their next public gathering in Geneva, dubbed the headquarters meeting, that begins May 16th. All kinds of good sessions and great people. Check it out at FIATA.org. Not sure how much information's up today, but FIATA should be on your radar. They're a great organization, and they're a growing organization. And as I said, hey, they were around before your mother. They've been around for 96 years. This is Jeffrey Arend. Flying Talkers, brought to you today by the people of ATC. From Frankfurt, Germany to the world, with offices open everywhere, ATC is the reliable general services and sales agent, GSSA, for top-rated customer satisfaction. If your airline is delivering service excellence, chances are ATC represents them somewhere. There's no secret sauce here. ATC's extraordinary expertise and service ethic harkens back to a time when results-driven cargo executives were the product of a lifetime of best practices and great training. So contact ATC, one world, one great air cargo GSSA. ATC Aviation can be contacted at atc.aviation.com and tell them Flying Talker sent you. That's atc-aviation.com. That's it for our presentation today, and thanks for joining us. Thanks for your time, this time, until next time. This is Jeffrey saying, keep 'em flying, air cargo. And good night, Joe, wherever you are.